Hi everyone, you are listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com. I am Benoit from Geneva, Switzerland, and this is the 6th of June 2022. At least for me, it is the 6th of June. So, what do we get today? As you might know, this is the anniversary of D-Day, which happened on the 6th of the 6th month of the year at 6 o'clock. So I think that everything is on the title. But I watched a video of some French guy, or Belgian rather, that went to Omaha Beach and such, and looked at the different plaque and monument that were displayed everywhere around here. And that guy found the usual plaque with the Freemason symbol, the 666 and everything. So I figure that on this historic date, the programming is pretty obvious. And we can see this thing for what it was, which is more definitely a human sacrifice in the name of whatever those people are believing in. But this is not why I'm recording this. I'm recording this because I have a specific point that I want to submit to you all. Because I have been observing something, and I think that some other fakeologists around the world may have noticed the same, or maybe it's just a local thing, or who knows what. But anyway, I have been noticing lately, by my work as a courier, running my bicycle in the streets of Geneva, that apparently birds seem to have a sat-nav problem, if I can call it that, because as I see it, obviously, I've been seeing a lot of dead birds around the street. Most of them were hit by car or hit windows or whatever the case may be. But I have been noticing a very, very large amount, at least for compared to what I was seeing last year, a very, very large amount of dead birds on the street. So I think that something is messing with their navigation. And if something is messing with the navigation system, it is more than probably 5G. But anyway, I just wanted to record this quick segment to the call out to any psychologist listening. If you have noticed in your part of the world that birds are less capable of avoiding incoming traffic or even have anything specifically odd with birds, I will be more than interested to know a little bit more about it. So yeah, you can comment on the website when the show will be published or try to reach me directly on the Discord server. I will be more than interested to know if anybody of you that are listening noticed something peculiar. So that was the fakeology part of this specific episode. No, on another note, I made some change on the Discord and everything will be more, I will be more on deck, and I can now promise you there will be more audio chat and they will be more interesting. It will not only be Rick and Rollo and everything that Abby, I will bring him back and we will be better. So expect more from me and from others in the next weeks. And until then, I wish you all an excellent night. Thank you for listening. If you get that far. Bye, everyone. Here I am. I am back to entertain you a little bit on the topic that I evocated earlier, which is D-Day, the arrival of the Allied forces on the beaches of France. I'm going to play you a little bit, about 17 minutes long. And it might be interesting or not. I need to be the judge.
It's not far anymore, even the shields, traffic shields, they say, where it is. Bloody cold tonight. It's windy and cold. You can manufacture weapons and you can purchase ammunition, but you can't buy valor and you can't pull arrows off an assembly line. A sergeant said this. Well, valet is You don't write Valor like this, guys. It's not English. And so here at Omaha Beach, apparently this is American soil. They sort of bought it, so you have to pass sort of a customs here with all sort of police and all that. So you pass into American territory. Well, I'm not going in there. Fuck no. It's really, it's like a like an airport or something. So this is Omaha Beach, the same sort of a water like where the Washington Monument is. Look at it. Oh, that's horrible. And apparently, yeah. So what I wanted to show you, and to get in here, oh man, the security, it's enormous. I mean, this is what I wanted to show you. This is where I came for. Look, there it is. Like on the dollar. Here, it's all over. This is where they died for. This is the 666. June 6th at 6 o'clock. And this is where they gave their lives for. It was a sacrifice. Look. Here, there's the dollar. I'll probably find more things. It's all here. So why do they put the dollar here and all this? Why do you think? And why, like on the under a tree here, and at the exterior site? Look at it, just under a tree, because it's raining. It's like half snowing, and yeah, and these funny things here. I don't know what that is. Very funny. So show it again once more. There it is. Like on the dollar. Yeah, nice. The all-seeing eye. The Horus. Novus Ordo Seclorum. So for the new world order, they just had to get rid of a couple of whiteys. A couple of Europeans, because they want to raise a human race, a farmed race of slaves. So these were like special forces, and the most intelligent, the most beautiful, the most strong of humanity. And they, they had to disappear. You know, only the workers could stay, the ones who made the Liberty boats and all that. Right. Right. So that's symbolically for the ashes of the dead, but it means also our blood is here, and here you can read it, or maybe not, maybe it's too far. This is about the war, and as well, I don't think you can read this in like this.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
G'day guys, it's Harry L here from Melbourne, Australia, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.